We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The big airlines have told the transportation department they're going to feed customers delayed by 3 hours and provide hotel rooms for people who get stranded if things happen under the airline's control.
Many airlines have previously offered vouchers or hotel rooms for delays they caused, but did not spell out commitments and customer service plans. The government has been prodding the airlines to help customers, especially since so many flights have been canceled over the past several months, this due to things like staffing shortages. So with us now is Brett Snyder, author of the Cranky Flyer blog and director of the Cranky Concierge Air Travel Service. Brett, thanks for coming back. So as I said, this is sort of something that airlines did do, did they not? So what's different now?
Yeah, they did do this, and it actually is spelled out in most of their contracts of carriage. So, you know, there's not a lot more going on here than what they already should be doing.
Well, wait a minute. So are we being played then?
Because look how nice we're being.
Yeah, because the government is, you know, they're making this big deal about the airlines are now committed to doing this. So it sounds like we're being taken for fools.
It kind of feels that way. I think, you know, the government always likes to be able to say that it's had a big win, and they can talk about it this way. There might be some improvements with this over the existing policies. And there is this new interactive dashboard that the DOT is going to make available so people can easily compare policies. So there might be some improvements, but it's certainly not this watershed moment here.
Am I still going to have to like chase them down and grab them and shake them and say, give me the hotel? Or is it going to be easier for me?
That is the real question that matters here, right? You know, when you look at, like, I went and pulled up United's contract to carriage, for example. And so they say that if there's a delay that exceeds 4 hours, you know, they will offer lodging, and they're not necessarily liable to reimburse if they don't offer it. Now in their customer service plan, it does say that they can reimburse there, but it's only up to a certain amount. And what the reimbursement process will be like, how long it'll take, I really don't know.
Why is it such a difficult thing in this country? And it's not so difficult, it seems to me, because I've had this happen with overseas carriers. I mean, I remember being on a flight once, and I'll say it was British Airways from here to London, and the plane had some technical difficulties. We were stuck in Texas overnight, but they coughed up like $800 for the delay, in addition to putting everybody on the plane up and providing, you know, food service for dinner and for breakfast. But it was no great fuss.
Well, that's actually pretty rare for people that have dealt with the European carriers. There is a rule in Europe that requires that they compensate you for delays, cancellations, and all that. And it even applies to U.S. airlines if you're going to Europe or you know, traveling between the U.S. and Europe. And so often, though, they will play games and say, oh, we don't actually owe you that. We don't have to do it. So if they actually offered it up front, that's great. But a cottage industry has grown up in Europe of people who try to help you get compensation that you're owed over there because the airlines like to play games so much.
Yeah, I've seen these. They take like, you know, we'll give you your 70% of whatever fee and we'll keep like 30 of it, but we'll do the work for you.
Right, right. Exactly right. And they know how to pursue it and they just keep going and going and going. So the real question here with this announcement from DOT is what will they do to enforce this? That's what everyone really should be wondering at this point. You know, this says, okay, United says it will do this. What happens if United doesn't do this? Will they get fined? Will DOT really support travelers on this and follow through? Or will they hem and haw and negotiate a reduction in the fine and, you know, everyone forgets about it?
Here's one question I have is just why do they play so many games with us or just seem like they don't care sometimes? Case in point, I'm stranded in Boston, I don't know, like a month ago or something. And I got it out of the agent because she called and she was great. And she called somebody. She goes, what is like 228 looking like? No, no go. Okay. And then she looks at me. She goes, get another flight. But they waited another like 4 or 5 hours. And then when the flight, quote unquote, was supposed to board, the original flight, and then they canceled it. So everyone else was just waiting all day. And then they're like, oh, sorry, stay the night.
Yeah. You know, they really, what they want to do is they want that plane to go. And so they often will wait until the last minute if they think there's a chance that, they can actually get it in the air. And, you know, it's hard to know exactly when you make that call. It may not look good, but you may still have a chance. If you cancel it, there's no real coming back from that. So sometimes that's how they do it. And it's really hard to figure out the right way to regulate that. You know, would you rather have your flight canceled earlier, even if there's a chance that it goes? Every person might have a different opinion on that. So it becomes a whole game, but it shouldn't be hard to get a hotel room or a meal voucher if you're going to be delayed for too long. And, you know, that's one of the things DOT is fed up with here, even though it's already something that most airlines offer.
Why do I get the feeling, though, that as part of their business plan, airlines just look at passengers as an annoyance?
Well, sure. I mean, FedEx loves their passengers. They don't talk back.
They don't talk. Fred Snyder, author of the Cranky Flyer blog, director of the Cranky Concierge Travel Service.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.